Hello, this is CJMQ 88.9 News. My name is Maxime DeKiewit. I'm sitting here today with Lennoxville Borough President at Ville de Sherbrooke, Mr. David Price. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Pretty good yourself?
Good.
Welcome to CJMQ. Mr. Price, I wanted to talk to you today about the developments happening with the extension of Autoroute 410.
Yes, a major headache for us. We had many hopes, that before the games we would at least have a nice route coming into Lennoxville, and we had even put a lot of work into developing the entrance to town. Rather than coming from Wellington Street, the new entrance to town would be really coming in from the extension of the 410. Unfortunately, that has been put back by the government.
So what exactly happened that, because that's what we heard, for this summer for the games it would be ready?
That's right.
So what exactly happened?
Well, what happened, I guess, is somewhere along the line, the political part pulled the funds. There was initially $45 million to complete it to the $143 for 2013. The funds are still there, the $45 million, but it's been spread over 3 years. So that means we'll have to wait 3 years before it's completed as far at the 143. But there's still another whole section to go, the part that goes behind Bishop's University. And they're not even complete their studies yet. So we're probably looking at another 4 or 5 years there.
So what's the impact overall for the borough of Lennoxville?
Well, the impact is a major problem because it's the truck traffic that we already had here. The reason they were doing the 410 was to get rid of a lot of the truck traffic. Now the construction being spread over that extra time actually means an increase in truck traffic.
Right.
Particularly on College Street. College Street is, as anybody who's been on it lately, you can see it is slowly being destroyed. Because of the heavy truck traffic. It is not a street designed for trucks, but the Ministry of Transport has forced us to let them use College Street until the construction is complete. Now we're actually asking them for funds to be able to rebuild College Street before it completely destroys the infrastructure under the street. Because if you pound it hard enough from the top, eventually, you're going to create problems with the subsurface, the conduits underneath, they will all deteriorate.
So basically there's going to be another major investment being made just to parlay the lack of advancement in the other work.
That's right. And there is a funding issue there. It comes through the places like the DGL and Sintra that are up on top of the hill of College. They're the ones that are the heavy users. They actually pay an extra tax to the city, and we'll be using those funds to help us reconstruct College Street.
Right. So what are we looking at as an alternative maybe for, let's say, the next 2 years? What can the residents of Lennoxville expect?
Unfortunately, we can expect a lot of heavy truck traffic. There's just no bypass at this point. And we're really quite worried, particularly for the Canada Games, where you've got almost 2 weeks there of where there'll be a lot of traffic in town, because Bishop's is the residence for all of the participants in the Canada Games. So therefore, there's going to be a lot of traffic coming back and forth, buses, private cars, and so on, and the trucks aren't stopping. So we're going to have a very, very busy little center of town here for the couple of weeks in August.
Is it possible that there are actually going to be some city employees affected to traffic maintenance?
Well, for sure there'll be a heavier police presence. There's no question about that. We're looking at alternatives. We're negotiating right now with the Ministry of Transport to see if, particularly for those 2 weeks, we could get heavy trucks to travel in another way, an alternate route somehow.
Right.
So we're looking at the possibilities because everybody realizes it's going to be a major problem in town. And as I'm sure everybody has seen, we narrowed the Queen Street at the southern end. And actually Queen Street is a Ministry of Transport road. It's a numbered highway. So in order to do that, in fact, the ministry was recommending it, said you want to slow traffic, The 410 will be complete, so therefore, go ahead and narrow Queen Street. That'll slow the traffic down. Of course, they didn't realize even at that time that the project was going to be extended for several more years. So now we're caught a little bit because now we've got a narrow street slowing things down, but still having all the heavy truck traffic coming through.
Understood. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Price, and we'll keep a close eye on the situation.
I'm sure everybody will.
All right.
Thank you.
Drop by anytime.